British test. Could you pass the test to live in the UK? Have you ever thought about living in Britain? These days, anyone who wants to settle there has to take the Life in the UK test. But what's it all about? The exam covers a wide range of topics. There are questions on British politics, pop music, customs, where Father Christmas is from, the North Pole, what the emergency services number is, 999, and what to do if you spill someone's pint in the pub. You're supposed to buy them another one. Just recently, ex-Labour MP Phil Woolas proposed including something on the art of queuing. The simple act of taking your turn is one of the things that holds our country together, he announced. So, in the spirit of the new changes, we decided to invent a few questions of our own. See if you can pass the test.
Number one, someone treads on your foot on the underground. What do you say?
A. Ow, be careful! B. Sorry.
Number two, you're in a lift with a stranger. What do you talk about?
A. My job, my life, my family, my work. B. The weather.
Number three, there's a queue for the bus. What do you do when the bus arrives?
A. I push my way to the front so I can get on the bus. B. I wait patiently for my turn.
Number four, someone asks, how are you? What do you say in response?
A. I tell them exactly how I'm feeling. B. I say, not too bad, or fine, thanks.
Number five, someone has arranged to meet you at 6 p.m. What time do you get there?
A. Any time between 6:15 and 6:45. B. 5 to 6.
Number six, your elderly parents are no longer able to take care of themselves. What do you do?
A. I look after them, of course. B. I put them in a state-run retirement home and visit them once every 6 months.
Number seven, you've just been given a prize in an award ceremony. How do you react?
A. I jump up and down and shout, yes, in a loud and enthusiastic manner. B. I quietly thank everyone who helped me.
Number eight, your son turns 18. What do you do?
A. Nothing. He's only 18. B. I kick him out of home, convert his room into a study, and tell him not to come back till Christmas.
Number nine, you're driving along when a pedestrian steps onto a zebra crossing about 75 metres in front of you. What do you do?
A. I drive towards him at top speed, honk my horn loudly, and lean out of the side window so I can shout at him. B. I slow down and let him cross.